Speaking in tongues is something that is largely practiced by charismatic groups such as the Pentecostals. They'll often claim that they're vocalizing a divine language unknown to the speaker and that it's an evident token of being filled with the Spirit. The point to Acts chapter 2 is their proof text. The problem with this is that the Bible never exemplifies speaking in tongues as being an incoherent expression only known to God. On the contrary, Acts chapter 2 shows us that it's referring to a known language. The Bible says in verse number 4, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Verse number 8 says, "And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born?" They then list 16 different regions of the recipients who are listening to the word of God being preached and state in verse number 11, "We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God." You see, the miracle is that God gave the apostles the ability to preach the word of God in a language they previously did not know before. What these people are doing is simply demonic.
Satan gave me this mess. I mean